December 26, by the blood of the Lamb. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. Let us consider the life and suffering of our precious Savior in our behalf, and remember that if we are not willing to endure trial, toil, and conflict, if we are not willing to be partakers with Christ of his sufferings, we shall be found unworthy of a seat upon his throne. We have everything to gain in the conflict with our mighty foe, and we dare not for a moment yield to his temptations. We know that in our own strength it is not possible for us to succeed. But as Christ humbled himself and took upon himself our nature, he is acquainted with our necessities and has himself borne the heaviest temptations that men will have to bear, has conquered the enemy in resisting his suggestions in order that man may learn how to conquer. He was clothed with a body like ours, and in every respect suffered what man will suffer, and very much more. We shall never be called upon to suffer as Christ suffered, for the sins not of one, but the sins of the whole world were laid upon Christ. He endured humiliation, reproach, suffering, and death, that we, by following his example, might inherit all things. Christ is our pattern, the perfect and holy example that has been given us to follow. We can never equal the pattern, but we may imitate and resemble it according to our ability. When we fall all helpless, suffering in consequence of our realization of the sinfulness of sin, when we humble ourselves before God, afflicting our souls by true repentance and contrition, when we offer our fervent prayers to God in the name of Christ, we shall as surely be received by the Father as we sincerely make a complete surrender of our all to God. We should realize in our inmost soul that all our efforts in and of ourselves will be utterly worthless, for it is only in the name and strength of the Conqueror that we shall be overcomers. Review and Herald, February 5, 1895.